You're listening to SBS News.
On South Australia's Eyre Peninsula at Paul Bamman's farm, dry conditions are taking a toll. It's a particularly windy day and he's watching large clouds of brown dirt in the distance. That is his valuable topsoil blowing away, he says, vulnerable in strong winds due to a lack of moisture.
To lose your topsoil, that's where all your fertility is, that's gone forever. So it's not good to see, but unfortunately that's part of the game we play. We try everything in our power to stop that, but sometimes nature just gets the better of you.
The wheat, barley and canola producer is not alone in having a tough season. About 10 to 15% of South Australia is now in drought. Dion Woolford raises sheep and grows grain near Kimber on the Northern Eyre Peninsula, and he's feeling the same pressures.
We're at a critical point in the season. It needs to continue raining if we're to reap anything of significance. We've got crops ranging from freshly emerged from the rain we had week and a half ago, right through to trying to poke a head out, but those crops aren't much higher than a bottle of beer.
Some farmers are faring better than others though, with high grain prices bringing strong returns to those able to produce it. At Warrumbu, west of Kimber, Jared Sampson says he feels fortunate compared to some of his industry colleagues.
Grain prices are quite significant at the moment, so if we can get a finish to the season, we are looking at, while not a bumper harvest, we will have an harvest, and with commodity prices where they are, I think that there still is an upside, but very reliant on some finishing rains to be able to capitalise on that.
South Australia's grain crop is usually largely bound for export, but this year some will head east to be sold to drought-stricken livestock farmers. The chairman of Grain Producers SA, Wade Dabinett, says he's heard complaints of price gouging, but believes that description is unfair.
I mean, we've got to capitalise on the opportunity we have now, because we may be in the situation that New South Wales is in next year. So, you know, every opportunity you have to maximise your returns, that's why we're in agriculture.
The South Australian government has set up a working group to monitor dry conditions across the state. Speaking from the town of Cleve on the Eyre Peninsula, the state's Primary Industries Minister Tim Whetstone says the next 6 weeks will be critical for farmers.
Well, of course, we're looking at now temperatures, ground temperatures will start to warm up, which will promote growth, but we do need rain. And every primary producer here at Cleve today is looking to the sky for the rain.
But with the Bureau of Meteorology predicting a 50% chance of El Nino conditions this year, there could be more dry weather first. Rhiannon Elston, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.